Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. In today's news, Omarova, I believe her first name is pronounced Soleil. I apologize if I'm getting that wrong. But Omarova takes the stand and is taking a lot of heat in this confirmation process. And if you don't know, Omarova is Biden's pick, his nominee for the comptroller of the currency. Basically, this is the head banking regulator in the United States. And we'll get into the article here, but the main pushback from on Omarova by Republicans, and it's good to see that a lot of the Democrats are doing this as well, is her So she believes in a central bank digital currency. This is the main pushback from the Republicans and the kind of moderate Democrats. That's a better way of phrasing it. Let's get into the article from CNBC. We got senators snipe at each other in heated confirmation hearing for Biden bank regulator pick. And I think it is, even if she doesn't get confirmed, I think the fact that Biden picked her, nominated her in the first place is extremely worrisome, to say the least. Key points: nomination hearing for Biden's pick to be comptroller of the currency. Omarova turned fiery on Thursday as Democrats, Republicans took jabs at each other. Omarova's nomination to be one of the country's top bank regulators is uncertain, given fierce opposition from the GOP and skepticism from moderate Democrats. Ranking member Pat Toomey began his remarks by asserting that Omarova's ideas would devastate community banks. And I'm glad to see that Republicans and moderate Democrats, although I'm not political at all, as you guys know, I dislike both parties equally, but it's good to see them push back, not because Omarova was born in Soviet Russia or anything like that. Listen, Ayn Rand was born in Soviet Russia. So that really, for me, doesn't make any difference. I'm not judging her, and I don't think she should be judged on the color of her skin, on her gender, or the fact or where she was born. I could care less. She should be judged on her ideas. And as you'll see throughout this article, her ideas are terrible. And that's what should be most concerning. But also, which is of secondary concern, is how little these people that are pushing back, these politicians, actually understand about what she's saying. Because you'll notice they're focusing on how this would devastate the community banks. This meaning a central bank digital currency. So, yes, I agree. That would devastate community banks. But is that our biggest problem if we move towards a central bank digital currency? And some of Omarova's other ideas are having the central planners micromanage the level of the stock market by either selling the S&P 500 short if they think the stock market's gone too high, or by buying the S&P 500 if they think it's gone too low. Overall, central planning is her theme. And so we look at a central bank digital currency, what that would do, and the 1984 type of spying and control and lack of privacy that we would have, and then their ability to create more dollars, creating inflation, increasing velocity, and I think longer term, taking us to what their vision of a socialist utopia is through a more controlled and planned economy by the central planners controlling the means of production. I think when you zoom out and look at her ideas, the devastation to the community banks is probably the least of my concerns. But to their, you know, given, I will give them credit that that is something that we should all be concerned with. The more centralized you have the banking system, along with many of most things, the worse it becomes and the easier it is for the central planners to influence, to manipulate, and the greater distortions and unintended consequences you'll most likely have. And I'll give a quick plug to Rebel Capitalist Pro. Richard Werner has gone into this in great detail on why a decentralized approach to the banking system is far superior. And he'll be speaking at the next Rebel Capitalist Live. I meant live in Houston, January 7th through the 9th. But let's get into the article. The main concern among Republicans and a handful of Democrats is Amarova's writing as a legal scholar, which considered sweeping changes to the U.S. banking system. And those sweeping changes are what we went over, the central bank digital currency. So all of us would have an account with the Fed. And they don't talk about in this article. I mean, a lot of her ideas are horrible, but the two main ones are the central bank digital currency and then micromanaging the level of the stock market. So this Senator Pat Toomey says, taken in their totality, her ideas amount to socialist manifesto for, I think he meant communist manifesto, for American financial services. And I don't think that's hyperbolic. I think that's an accurate statement. In one recent article, the Cornell University law professor explores the idea of taking consumer deposits away from community banks and parking them at the Federal Reserve. Community banks would then be paid by the U.S. government to operate ATMs and otherwise act as a local liaison, basically a branch of the Fed. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So Amarova, you know, her rebuttal to this is, no. I don't want to wipe out the community banks. I just want to centralize all the power to one bank and then just have those community banks be a branch of the centralized power. But they'll still be there. As if that's somehow soothing, as though that's somehow beneficial, even though what she's actually trying or what she's achieving through that transition would be the same as that would have the same effect on the real economy and the average Joe and Jane as wiping out the banks to begin with. The net effect would be the same. So then Senator Richard Shelby said he's troubled by her nomination and what her views and her ideas hostile to community banks. And this was the reason I highlighted this, is to point out that these senators are just not seeing the forest for the trees here. They're getting caught up in the minutia, and they need to be focusing on the devastation of a central bank digital currency and what that would do to your privacy and what that would do to the economy long-term, and how that would create a lower standard of living for Americans at large. They're getting fixated on a little teeny component. And I think it's that analogy that I use where your entire house is on fire and you're sitting there worried that your toilet's not working. Okay, I granted, you know, we got to fix that toilet. But let's go ahead and put out this fire that's causing our whole house to burn down first. So Amarova countered Shelby by noting the important role local banks play in vitalizing small businesses, and how she felt when she opened her first, See, whenever people go into these like sympathetic, emotional stories to kind of tug at your heartstrings, you know their ideas are bad. This is a diversion tactic. This is a smoke and mirrors, because they don't want you to really judge them on their ideas. They want you just to, they want to humanize themselves to you, so you have this emotional response to them or an emotional connection. So what does that have to do with anything, that she opened her first checking account in 1991 and somehow that experience is supposed to instill massive amounts of faith and confidence in her decision-making ability now, 30 years later? I mean, come on.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
Despite the GOP's focus on her academic work, Amarova insists that those writings are purely theoretical and should be viewed in the context of an ongoing debate among scholars. She also protested Republican efforts to paint her as anti-bank. Okay, well, yeah, she's not really anti-bank. She is pro-central bank. So I don't know if she doesn't want to wipe out the banking system in general. She wants it just to be controlled by one entity. I mean, the bottom line here is Amarova, for your next car loan or home loan, she doesn't want you to go to Wells Fargo. She doesn't want you to go to your local community bank. She wants you to go to Jerome Powell. She thinks that Jerome Powell or Lael Brainard or Janet Yellen should be in control of who is extended credit and who is not extended credit. And to those who are extended credit, she wants the central bank to control at what rate. See, it's just further, it's like Stalin. You know, Stalin wanted just one bank, a central bank, and that was it. Again, Richard Warner points this out. And so it's not that Stalin was anti-bank. He was just anti-decentralization, and he was for a centralization of the banking system. That's bad, and that's basically the same thing that Amarova is pushing. And I also wanted to comment on this idea that her writings are purely theoretical and have no influence over her ideas today. I mean, come on. Like, how are you going to argue that? That would be like me saying that all of my videos on the Rebel Capitalist channel are just merely theoretical, that I don't really have an opinion. I mean, I'm not really someone who believes in individualism. I'm not really someone who believes in authoritarianism. I'm just this blank slate, and just completely disregard all of these videos I do on freedom and liberty and free market capitalism. They're all just theoretical. I mean, come on. That's one thing that really gets under my skin about these central planners is they just play you for a fool. And I guess that's really the premise of their belief system. They think you are stupid. They think you're dumb. They think that you're just some rube in the real economy. They think that you are intellectually inferior. Therefore, they need to take the power, the freedom and liberty away from you. They need to take that control and power for the greater good of society, because they're just intellectually superior to you. And if you basically delegate your thinking to them, then that will benefit society at large moving forward, because they're better at making decisions for you than you are making decisions for yourself. If I am confirmed to lead the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, my top priority will be to guarantee a fair and competitive market where small and mid-sized banks that invest in their neighbors' homes and small businesses can thrive, she said in opening remarks. Okay, well, what's she going to say? I mean, honestly, is she going to come out and say, oh, if I'm confirmed, I want to wipe out small and mid-sized banks? I want to destroy them. They shouldn't be making any decisions. They are too dumb. They're going to destroy the economy. We need a centrally planned socialist utopia and workers' paradise. Come on. Amarova's advocates say her candidacy is being tainted by discrimination based on where she was born. Again, complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. You mean to tell me that if we had some Asian gal that was born in Russia, in communist Russia, but yet she was a clone of Milton Friedman, that any of us that were for free market capitalism would be criticizing her or discriminating her based on where discriminating against her based on where she was born? Absolutely not. This is no discrimination based on where she was born. It's a discrimination against her ideas because her ideas are terrible. A tense moment came after 11 a.m. where Senator John Kennedy asked Amarova about her membership in youth communist group during her childhood in Kazakhstan. And see, this is something I actually don't agree with. I think this is really taking the low road, and it's just, I think it makes the argument against Amarova, just, it takes it down into the mud, and it devalues the argument against her ideas when you just bring up the fact that she was in a communist youth group in Russia, of all places. I mean, come on, 99% of kids were, and, you know, I was in Boy Scouts at 5 years old. That doesn't necessarily mean that I, A, remember anything about it, but B, that doesn't mean that I'm pushing their ideas as an adult. And this just doesn't have anything to do with anything other than just trying to smear her. And this I disagree with. Let's not attack the individual here. Let's just attack the individual's ideas. Amarova replied that membership into the Communist Party was required under the totalitarian government and noted that family members of her were murdered by Communist Party led by Joseph Stalin. Yeah, I mean, good on Amarova. I'll give her credit where credit's due. Good response. This should not be, where she was born should not be part of the discussion. But Democrats weren't alone in disavowing the focus on where Amarova was born. Senator Tom Tillis, Republican of North Carolina, said he has grave concerns about her policy positions, but has no qualms with her upbringing. There you go. And I think that's the right position to have. But I think the overall thing that we should be concerned with is that this gal was nominated in the first place. So this just kind of is a reflection of the attitudes of our current administration. And I think on both sides, that we have this continued push towards central planning, towards authoritarianism, not just with the people on the left, but I think the people on the right. There are a few individuals who I think are standing up for principles and the philosophy that we should prioritize the rights of the individual and that liberty and freedom and free market capitalism should be our first and foremost priority. But I think whether you're on the left or the right, we still see a push towards further central planning. If you don't believe me, just look at Donald Trump. I mean, come on. We had a guy that was running trillion-dollar trade deficits, or excuse me, trillion-dollar budget deficits, was increasing the level of government spending. He wanted Jerome Powell to take interest rates negative, for heaven's sakes. So he wanted the price of money to be negative. So how is that not a push towards further central planning when the price of money is one half of every single transaction? That's basically putting price controls on every single good or service in the United States. And that came straight from Donald Trump. So I don't want to sit here and bash on the Democrats. I'm just doing that because the political party that's in power right now is absolutely horrible. They're making terrible decisions. They're putting us on a road to serfdom. And whether it was a Democrat or Republican, I'm going to point that out. Okay, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure that you're always standing up and fighting for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you on the next video.